All right, it is now time for us to go ahead and segue over into something that I love to talk about lately, and it's audiobook publishing. And, you know, this past week on the podcast, I talked about how to narrate your own audiobook, but, you know, what about distributing it? What if, as soon as you're done, like, where do I put it to? What are some of the best avenues? Well, today I'm going to be talking about publishing audiobooks on Amazon and beyond. And more specifically, I'm going to tell you the best websites in 2020 for you to publish your audiobook to. So make sure you stay tuned to today's podcast.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
This is episode 51 of the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast, and I'm just tickled pink that you would actually spend a little bit of time out your day to listen to today's podcast. And you know what? Today's podcast doesn't have a specific sponsor, but I do want to tell you it's brought to you in part by Publisher Rocket. Get your hands on my go-to resource in keyword and category research. This research tool even saves me time when putting together Amazon ads with its AMS keyword search feature. Find out why I rave so much about Publisher Rocket when you visit my affiliate link at dalelinks.com/rocket. Remember, anytime you purchase a license for Rocket, part of the sale benefits the channel while never affecting your cost. Again, visit dalelinks.com/rocket to check out Publisher Rocket today, or you can go over into the show notes and it's right there and you can copy and paste that into your browser and go ahead and check it out for yourself. Hey, so audiobook publishing, boy, I've been so bullish on publishing an audiobook, and for this for good reason. There's just a stellar growth. And I remember a couple years ago, author earnings, when it was still around, had actually claimed that there was a 35% year over year over the 2 years of growth in audiobook sales, and it continues to grow. Now, I need to dig a little bit deeper because I know the Association of American Publishers had some stats more recently, and if I can recall, it was like a 20% increase in sales year over year, but I'll have to double check those facts so you can go check it out for yourself or over at Association of American Publishers. Either way, though, it's all to say this. Why are people listening to audiobooks? Well, it's easier to consume. We're in the day and age now that people want it and they want it right now. It's instant gratification. And one of the easiest ways to consume your content is either through, you know, ebook, print book, and of course, easiest yet is listening to it. It's like having somebody read the story to them. And you can actually download the audiobook on your phone or mobile device of some sort and listen it on the go. And you can change the speeds. I know that sometimes I'll listen to my audiobooks at like 2x. I never tried 3x, it's a little too fast for my liking, but nonetheless, you can see why it's becoming easier and easier and why people want the accessibility of audiobooks. So right now is a great time to start to invest your time, energy, attention, and finances into audiobooks, and especially if you're wanting to succeed in this business and diversify and get it to where you're bringing in more quote-unquote readers. Because naturally speaking, I mean, they're technically listeners, but I still refer to them as readers. So where do you publish? All right, so obviously, let's just go ahead and address the elephant in the room, and that is Amazon, the online juggernaut. Of course, if we can get our audiobooks on that platform, then all the better. But how do we get it there? It's not like we can just go over to Amazon KDP, put our audiobook in there, and call it done. Well, let's go ahead and start it out with the two best websites. And you've heard me say this probably ad nauseum, and if you have not listened to this channel before, then I'm going to go ahead and say it again anyway. Audiobook Creation Exchange is hands down the best location to do it. Why is it? It's an Amazon-owned company, and they actually distribute to three different areas, including Amazon, Audible, which is one of the biggest audiobook distribution platforms right now, and Apple. Now, with Apple, Apple Books, Apple iTunes, however you want to look at it, you're going to get a fair amount of downloads and purchases there, but a vast majority of your downloads are going to come by way of Amazon and, more importantly, Audible. There's just a large market there, and there are voracious listeners slash readers that want to consume your content. Now, rather than me going down the rabbit trail of talking about each one of the royalty structures, I'm going to go ahead and simplify it for just these first two that I'm going to talk about. With Audiobook Creation Exchange, if you distribute your audiobook through there, it's free to upload. Free to use, you just need to, first of all, either A, narrate your own audiobook, or B, you got to get your own narrator. As soon as you have it on the platform, you can have a royalty of 40% of sales. Now, 40% meaning, okay, that you will collect 40% of every sale, all right? Meaning, even deeper here, all right? If somebody buys through Amazon or Audible, you'll get 40% of that sale. Now, it gets a little bit, you know, sketchy and hard to explain when it comes down to Audible, because there's various ways that people can buy it. They can do it through the Audible membership program. They can have credits. They can buy it outright. So that's why I just say, let's just stick with saying 40% if you are exclusive to Audiobook Creation Exchange. Now, if you're like me, though, and you like to have wider reach and you like to get out to more listeners, then there is the non-exclusive agreement that's 25%. Now, you're losing about 15%. And you're losing a few other extra, you know, perks, including the promo codes that you would normally get over in ACX. Nonetheless, though, if you sacrifice about 15%, you can reach other avenues. And I just want to kind of first point out one last thing here before we go over into the second avenue, and that is Apple. Okay, you would think you're just going to get, say, 40% if you're exclusive to ACX, and you would get 25%. Fun fact, you get a percentage of the net profits through Apple. So in other words, Apple kind of views ACX as a middleman. So this means that they're going to collect their profit, send it to ACX. ACX takes their 60% or their 75% in this instance, and you get, you know, pretty much what's left over. So here's the sad part of it. With distribution through ACX right now, Apple only gives 25%. Let's do the math on this one here. You're going to get 25% of every sale done through Apple, and then you get an additional 40% if you're exclusive to ACX, or 25% of that 25%. Does that make sense? You know, this is a lot of numbers I'm throwing at you. All that to say this, that there is a better way. And I'm going to discuss in just a moment here, because it's a perfect time for me to segue into the second best website, in my opinion, is Findaway Voices. Now, I actually had them sponsor the channel back in September. They're fantastic. I visited their headquarters. They are nothing short of phenomenal. And this right here is a company that's been around for 13 years. Actually, they're going on 14 years now. And the actual Findaway company has been around that long. Findaway Voices themselves, the downloadable audiobooks sector of Findaway, has been around for the last couple of years. They're going on 3 years now this year. And they have distribution to over 43 different platforms. That's insane. And including the ones that ACX distributes to, including Amazon Audible, as well as Apple. Now, remember I was telling you about Apple and how it was working out? You're going to love this in just a second. So the royalties available through Findaway Voices runs at 80%. Oh, you're like, wait, whoa, 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 whoa. Hang on a second, Dale. Did you just say 80%? Yeah, I said 80%. Now remember, Findaway Voices works like an aggregate publisher, meaning that they're a middleman. They're distributing out all these things to all the different platforms, so they collect 20% of all net profits that come in from each platform. Now the 43, it varies on each one of those platforms. Some of them are through a checkout-based model to where you are paid per checkout through a library-based system or subscription-based system. And other ones can range from about 25% to as much as 55%. Just depends on the specific avenue that you're going to. So you will collect 80% of that stuff that is coming in here. And remember I kind of discussed I wanted to come back to Apple? Well, here's the fun part of it. You could distribute through ACX to Apple. You're going to collect 40% if you're exclusive, 25% if you're non-exclusive of that 25% through ACX. Through Findaway Voices, it's 45% of all sales. So Findaway Voices worked out a really good deal with Apple, in which Apple actually gives 45% of the revenue of your sale on their platform, and you collect 80%. Let's do the math. Huh. Let's just pretend we're exclusive. 40% of 25%. Okay. What if you got 80% of 45%? I'll take the latter. Thank you. And that's why I really like Findaway Voices. And one of the nice things about them that ACX does not currently have, library distribution. And so far, right now, pound for pound, most of my revenue coming through Findaway Voices, and it's been less than a year I've been on the platform, comes from library distribution. Library distribution has been really nice to me. And I was even looking at some of the revenue when I was filing my taxes today. And I was like, wow, I actually made a fair amount through them. So big shout out to the people over at Findaway Voices. All right, so there actually are alternatives. So I just want to tell you the two best websites. And let me tell you a few more. There's three more I'm going to give to you here. So you got five altogether today. The one alternative I'm going to switch over to is Authors Republic. Now, full disclosure, I tried to work with the platform. I tried to embrace and like them. But unfortunately, there is a caveat, okay? If you're already using Findaway Voices, then using Authors Republic is not a good choice. And here's why. Remember, this is my opinion, and I'm just going to stick to it. What Authors Republic does is they actually distribute through Findaway Voices. So think about that. You've got a middleman that goes to a middleman that distributes out to different platforms, and they have the same 80% royalty model through Authors Republic. So that means that you're collecting 80% of that 80% that's being pulled in from net profit from all the different avenues. Why don't I just remove the middleman? And so my thought was, okay, so I did a little bit of digging for Authors Republic, and I was like, you know, let's give them a benefit of the doubt. They've got Findaway Voices, and they also have an additional two specific platforms and distribution avenues that Findaway didn't have. And I was like, you know what? I want to try that. And I went ahead and uploaded, got everything ready to go, and I got a hold of the team, and I said, hey, is there any way I can deselect Findaway Voices? Because I'm already using them. And they're like, well, here's a problem. Either you use Findaway Voices or you use us, we don't shut it off. There's no shutting it off. And I'm like, you're kidding me. I just want the two avenues that you have. And they were like, it doesn't work that way. And I'm like, okay, so let's just not publish it. Sorry for the hangup. And I've heard two specific video content creators admonish Findaway Voices while praising Authors Republic, saying it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. That is virtual insanity. That you would praise the one platform and admonish the other one, despite the fact that the platform you're praising is utilizing the one you're admonishing. Does that make any sense? No, it makes zero sense. And there's nothing additional that Authors Republic's doing for you by distributing through Findaway Voices. And those two other avenues, sorry to tell you, it's not like there's a ton of traffic going towards that direction. I don't have any irrefutable evidence about these things, but when you look at a platform like, say, Kobo, everybody knows Kobo. But you look at something like xyzaudiobooks.com, you're kind of going, I don't think I've heard of that one before. And I'm willing to give it a shot, but not at the expense of getting 80% of the 80% that's coming in from the net profits. But give Authors Republic a look. Maybe it's going to be a good fit for you. I'd recommend look at Findaway Voices first, look at Authors Republic, see which one makes the most sense to you. I have my opinion. All right, platform number four. We're going to talk about PublishDrive. Now, you've heard me talk about PublishDrive quite a bit here on this channel and over on my YouTube channel. And PublishDrive took a left turn on me, actually, this past year. Very surprising, as they started rolling out this new feature called Abacus. They quietly, and they didn't even say nothing to me, they quietly rolled out a subscription model. And you're probably going, okay, what does this mean? So PublishDrive originally was an ebook distribution platform, and they were an aggregate publisher, meaning that they would do an 80-20 split on all revenue. You would distribute your ebooks, they would take 20% of your profits, you take 80% of the profits, everybody was happy, but they decided, you know what, we can't do that model anymore, we're going full subscription-based. Subscription-based meaning that you could upload your first book 100% free and get all of the profits. There was no middleman charge at all. But if you wanted an additional publication on top of that, then you would pay per month. Now it varies, like say for instance, it might be like up to 5 books is $10 per month, up to 20 books it's $100 per month, something like that. You'd have to double check those. I don't have those numbers in front of me right now. But they just rolled out over the last couple of weeks audiobook distribution, and that was huge. And part of that model is Findaway Voices, and they have tons of others. In fact, they have 7 aggregates with thousands of distributors. So this is crazy. So not only do they have Findaway Voices where they have dozens there, they have thousands of others. That is freaking huge. And I have to tell you, I bought this at the subscription-based system. And if you were grandfathered in on the RevShare model, you can't take advantage of the audiobook distribution through PublishDrive unless you upgrade your account to the subscription-based model. So you're kind of like stuck between a rock and a hard place. Either you keep the revenue share account or you upgrade over to the audiobook distribution. I have to admit, I am very tempted, especially since they have some distribution that goes over into China. And that means your audiobook will be going over there as well. That can be a real, real, real game changer. And all you're paying is a subscription fee every month to them. So if you can see at least some type of a return, you know, to where, let's say, for instance, you're getting at least $10 to $100 per month as far as your audiobook sales, then it could possibly justify the expense. Just think about it. So, all right, I've got one more that's going to send your eyebrows and get you going, what? I've followed you for a long time, Dale. You've never talked about this. I've never talked about this one. This next one is a doozy, but I want, of course, take a moment just to go ahead and give a couple plugs, if you don't mind me saying so, over on YouTube every Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern Daytime. I actually have a live broadcast, and I love it if you would come. I wouldn't just love it. I would appreciate it, and it would just absolutely make my day if you came and join me every Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern Daytime at dalelinks.com/live. And also, believe it or not, I'm recording this podcast right now in front of a live audience on twitch.tv/selfpublish. I do that every Monday at 12 p.m. So as I launch one audio podcast, I'm recording another one, and you can actually be part of the whole show. You get to see behind the scenes and everything else. You join me over at twitch.tv/selfpublish. And now, brand new to everything, if you want to see the video version of the audio that you're listening to, the actual podcast, I actually have a YouTube channel called The Self-Publishing with Dale Podcast. And actually, I take all this and it's broken down what you hear. You actually get to see. You actually get to see me kind of chatting. So if you want to see my pretty mug, you can always join me over at dalelinks.com/YouTube podcast. All this is down inside the show notes as per usual. Let's go ahead and start to wrap it up with the final one. Now, this one blew me away. And as I was doing my research, I went into the Alliance of Independent Authors. And no, they don't distribute audiobooks. And I knew that they would have some great answers for me when it came to audiobook distribution. And they did not disappoint. Because I went through, did some fact checking, and that's where I found this new one for me. It's called Listen Up Audiobooks. And it's Listen Up, one word, but it's two words combined as one word. And they have 18 avenues. Now, of those 18 avenues, Findaway Voices has 9 of them. So they're utilizing Findaway Voices. You're starting to see a pattern? Now, something I didn't mention with PublishDrive, and something I will mention with Listen Up, is you can deselect Findaway Voices distribution, unlike Authors Republic. You can actually deselect it and utilize all the ones that you want to. So whatever ones you want, you can select it. The ones that you don't want, you can deselect it. So that's kind of nice. You have a little more control than what you do over Authors Republic. And they had an 80% model as well, and some avenues. It just blew me away. Like I said, 18 avenues in total. And in each one of those avenues fed out to a larger audience. So this means that if you were to utilize all 5 of these avenues, 4 in my opinion, then you would be reaching thousands of distribution platforms. And I would recommend that, you know, if you're new to publishing audiobooks, definitely try ACX. But I would say after your first audiobook, if you don't see really great sales, go for non-exclusive. Try these other avenues. Give it a shot over at ACX for sure, but then try out Findaway Voices. Maybe consider Authors Republic, but if you're already looking at Findaway Voices, you can skip them. There's also PublishDrive, who has some great distribution, and they're actually a fantastic company, a good crew right on over there. You know, if you can get past the subscription model thing, then it's for you. And then last but not least, this doesn't require a subscription whatsoever. It's Listen Up Audiobooks. You can actually show up with your own content, and I'm actually going to be testing that out over the coming weeks, and hopefully I'll report back to you. Hey, as we start to wrap up today's podcast, I want to ask just a small favor. If you could do me a favor, just subscribe or follow me on your preferred podcasting platform and leave a review. Oddly enough, one of you actually left me a review the other day, and it absolutely made my day. I thank you so much. Actually, it started out, this came from Apple Podcasts, where I distribute to, And by the way, you folks can check me out over at Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Blueberry, a number of platforms, and of course on YouTube. But for this specific review was left by SD Weller. It says, good stuff. One of the most informative self-publishing podcasts I've come across. Dale breaks things down concisely to help me create a daily as well as long-term workflow. Really, the only publishing podcast I listen to now, the only one I need. Well, SD Weller, thank you so much for the kind words. That means the world to me that you left a five-star review and left such a great amount of compliments. I would recommend that you don't just make me the only one. There's actually a couple other podcasts I'd recommend. Look into the Sell More Books show that has Brian Cohen. He is fantastic. One of these days I need to get together with him and do a collaboration of sorts. And also check out the Self-Publishing Formula podcast with Mark Dawson and James Blatch. Fantastic. Joanna Penn also has one with the Creative Pen. Great podcast. Listen to it. It's really good. I can talk more and more here about all the ones that I enjoy, but please don't limit yourself to just one, all right? You're going to find that variety is the spice of life. You're going to find out some good ones. Brian Cohen's going to blow you away. If you like my podcast, you're going to love his. Fantastic. He's actually one of my go-to resources. Well, today's podcast has been fantastic. I thank you so much for tuning in. And those of you that are live here on Twitch, of course, stick around because I'm going to be talking a little bit afterwards. I'm going to be breaking down the podcast and we're going to go ahead and produce and upload it. So in the meantime, between time, this has been Self-Publishing with Dale. And wherever you're at listening to the world, please stay safe and healthy out there. And I'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.